When the First Continental Congress convened in 1774 in Philadelphia, they had no clue what they were going to actually be talking about. But they all agreed on one thing, that the British government was corrupt, tyrannical, and beyond reform or repair. Now, from that body would come nearly every signer of the Declaration of Independence, over half the delegates to the Constitution Convention, and the first five American presidents. Well, the new Christendom Committees of Correspondence hopes to follow in those legendary footsteps in convening its first annual Congress upon these rocks, building Christian communities from the rubble of modernity. The Congress will be held near the Crusade Channel Studios in Mandeville, Louisiana, April 30th through May 2nd, and you're invited. So, register as a delegate or attend as a layperson by heading to upontheserocks.co. Join me alongside Brother Andre Marie, David Simpson, and many, many more special guests. All the information and registration data you need is at upontheserocks.co or call 844-527-8723. We'll see you in May.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Ron Stafford.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Wednesday, March the 24th, 2021. I'm Ron Stafford, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at Stafford Studios in beautiful St. Michael's, Maryland. This report is brought to you by Founding Father Films Publishing, featuring rare essential works like Humility of Heart and Life of Washington. Put back into print and edited by Mike Church. Available exclusively at mikechurch.com/books. Here's what to listen for this hour. North Korea shows off a little bit. Texas senator comments on gun control. And a Colorado bishop is saddened by a recent shooting. North Korea fired several short-range ballistic missiles over the weekend following complaints about the United States carrying out joint military exercises with South Korea. Reuters, citing unnamed officials, reported that only two missiles were fired, and the Pentagon declined to comment. North Korea did not make any announcement about the tests, which is unusual. They were discovered by U.S. intelligence methods outside the country. The tests are the communist country's first direct challenge to Joe Biden, who has not indicated what policy stance he will take with the unpredictable leader Kim Jong-un. In other news, Senator Ted Cruz of Texas yesterday pushed back on gun control proposals by his Democratic colleagues, accusing them of taking advantage of recent tragedies to advance their goal of taking away guns from Americans. During Tuesday's Senate Judiciary Committee hearing, which took place hours after the deadly shooting in Boulder, Colorado, Democratic senators called for action to address what they described as, quote, an epidemic of gun violence. While some proposed to expand gun registration system and background checks for gun sales, a few argued in favor of banning so-called assault weapons, such as AR-15 rifles. Finally, Archbishop Samuel Aquila said he is, quote, deeply saddened by a mass shooting in northern Colorado earlier this week and called for conversion of hearts to eradicate violence from society. He said in a statement Tuesday, quote, I have been praying for all of those impacted by this senseless act of violence and want to express my spiritual closeness to them. On Monday, a gunman opened fire at a King Soopers grocery store in Boulder, Colorado, killing 10 people. One of the victims was police officer Eric Talley, age 51, who was among the first to respond to the shooting. Talley, a Catholic, leaves behind a wife and 7 children. Aquila said that Talley, quote, has been described as a man of character and strong faith, a loving father to 7 children, a husband who cared deeply for his family, and a soldier for Christ. Our quote of the day comes from Mary McKillop. In the trials, annoyances, and anxieties we daily experience, may we ever recognize that loving fatherly hand that only seeks to draw us closer to himself by giving us opportunities to suffer something for him. Coming up, our saint of the day, he is one of the 7 archangels who enter and serve the glory of the Lord. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Hello, Crusaders! With the growing success of the Crusade Channel and the many services activities there, many listeners may have forgotten that our founder still maintains and updates his site at mikechurch.com. From the pile of prep, Mike's daily rundown of stories from the Mike Church Show, to cooking with the King Dude, barbecue, and original craft cocktail recipes, the King Dude truly is a Renaissance man. Mike's site is also home to the Crusader Knights of the Rosary. Stop by and say hello today by crusading over to MikeChurch.com.
Our saint of the day is Saint Gabriel the Archangel. He is one of seven archangels who enter and serve before the glory of the Lord, and one of the three archangels mentioned in sacred scripture. The name Gabriel means man of God in Hebrew, or, quote, God has shown might. He is often depicted with a spear in his right hand and a mirror of jasper with an X, the first letter of the word Christ in Greek, in his left hand. The mirror signifies the wisdom of God as a hidden mystery. According to sacred scripture, the Archangel Gabriel is the messenger angel who appeared to people in the Old Testament and the New Testament on many different occasions. In some appearances, Gabriel is mentioned by name. On other occasions, Gabriel is thought to be the unnamed angel who appeared and made announcements to Moses, to Saints Joachim and Anne, to the shepherds at Jesus' birth, to the myrrh-bearing women approaching Jesus' tomb, and to Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane to strengthen him. It is said that Gabriel brought the prophet Moses in the wilderness in order to write the book of Genesis. He revealed the coming of the Savior to the prophet Daniel. He revealed to Saints Joachim and Anne the conception of the Virgin Mary. He appeared to Zechariah to announce the birth of Saint John the Baptist. In Gabriel's best known and most celebrated appearance, he announced to Mary that she would bear a son, who would be conceived of the Holy Spirit, and would be called Son of the Most High and Savior of the world. God entrusted Gabriel with the delivering of the most important message of the Catholic faith, as well as other messages. Because of this, he is the patron saint of messengers, telecommunications workers, and postal workers. Legal experts on Monday explained how the Equality Act could threaten the integrity of Catholic parishes, charities, and schools. The Equality Act, passed by the U.S. House on February the 25th, would amend federal civil rights law and create protected classes for sexual orientation and gender identity, extending those protections to all areas where race is currently protected. On Monday, several Catholic dioceses hosted an online webinar entitled The Equality Act and What It Means for Catholics. A panel of legal experts explained how far-reaching the act is and just how much it might affect religious practice in the United States. By codifying and protecting gender ideology in law, the Equality Act would essentially outlaw the Church's teachings on the human person, according to Ryan Anderson, president of the Ethics and Public Policy Center. He continued that the act would, quote, make acting on a true anthropology a true vision of the human person. In many circumstances, it would treat that as if it were unjust discrimination. Send me your news tips to Ron at CrusadeChannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Ron Stafford for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.